This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. At Boston's Museum of Fine Arts, the exhibition Gauguin Tahiti is still drawing big crowds. Everyone knows Paul Gauguin was a great French artist. His reputation as a sex tourist, a wife beater, a pedophile, and general all-around pervert is less familiar. Here's a question, art lovers. Does it matter? Quelle surprise, American and French Gauguin experts disagree. David Darcy reports from Boston.
If you like Gauguin, Gauguin Tahiti at the Boston Museum is paradise, with room after room of scenes of lush vegetation in the oranges, browns, and dark blues that Gauguin's known for, and of course the Gauguin's signature images of beatific Tahitian girls. There's also the story of Gauguin the adventurer, who fled Europe and his family for the South Seas, and Gauguin the lover of his 13-year-old models. The official view in Boston is that these are beautiful pictures. Curator George Shackelford.
Our concerns in the exhibition were not fundamentally those concerns, and so that we didn't assemble the great series of nudes from, you know, Te Nave Nave Fenua to Manao Tu Papau, these, you know, amazing depictions of nude women. We didn't assemble them with the idea of talking about Gauguin the seducer of 13-year-old girls. That wasn't really our starting point. We're fundamentally a lot more concerned with the sort of internal logic of the works themselves.
But the crowds are being drawn to more than beauty, says Nancy Matthews, a Gauguin specialist at the Williams College Museum of Art.
Americans have always had a very special view of Gauguin that has to do with freedom. And I think that really fits nicely with American mythology. And what we like to see in Gauguin and in his work is this incredible desire for freedom to the extent that the end justifies the means, that the art that's created, that you can break all rules, you can leave everything behind, as long as it's for art, it's for a higher purpose.
We know Gauguin, who painted himself as the devil and Jesus Christ, was blasphemous and self-destructive. But what worries American scholar Nancy Matthews is his sadistic need to hurt young girls, which she sees in paintings like Manao Tu Papau. It shows Gauguin's 13-year-old mistress lying on a bed looking out in fear as Gauguin sits nearby. Matthews says the girl has experienced or is anticipating an act of violence.
She's horrified. She's terrified. The pain is clear on her face. And who is she looking at? Us. We're the ones. I mean, Gauguin, of course, tells a story about himself coming in, so he clearly is the one that she's reacting to in terms of the narrative of the painting. But since he's not here and we are, she's looking out at us like, oh my God, here they come again. So we're implicated in this whole sexual experience.
A French person might just shrug that off. Gauguin wasn't alone among artists in sleeping with or abusing underage girls. Picasso took up with a 17-year-old whom he met on a Normandy beach and painted her nude hundreds of times. But Gauguin didn't just sleep with these girls. He fantasized in his writings about raping them and allegedly infected them with syphilis. For some scholars, Gauguin is a sexual tourist, an imperialist who could paint more Marquis de Sade than Monet. The French have heard all this before. Claire Fresh-Torry is chief curator at the Musée d'Orsay in Paris.
Le spécialiste américain pense que Gauguin, enfin le mouvement féministe s'est emparé de.
The feminist movement has seized on this question and decided that Gauguin was a horrible exploiter. And even in Tahiti, he's now seen as a frightful pedophile. But really, there wouldn't have been anything scandalous about him having a 13-year-old mistress, because in Tahiti, a girl of that age would have been considered a woman.
Boston curator George Shackelford says the museum isn't nominating Paul Gauguin for sainthood.
It's not as a family man that one admires the artist. You know, he, fundamentally what we're about here is his art and where it comes, you know, its sources of inspiration and its logic of development.
What looks like a male fantasy was a custom in those days. It's an American fantasy to hold Gauguin to our moral standard, says Philippe Pelletier, a curator of ethnography and art history in Paris.
That's a tradition, to give women to foreigner. Okay? So that's a very deep tradition in Tahiti. The women were used to married very young, because you have to remember that they die very young. Perhaps the expectation of life was, 40, 45 years old? So you have to marry very young to get children very young, if you want to, the society to go on.
Almost everyone now agrees that Gauguin invented paradise, but beyond being blasphemous and sadistic, Americans like Nancy Matthews say Gauguin's art lies about his own sexuality.
His motto was pas de femme, no women. And instead, the people he associated with were young men.
French curator Philippe Pelletier doubts Gauguin was gay, since he says there's no evidence in Gauguin's art.
I know that some of the scholars in America are trying to make a story about, Gauguin men, but he never painted nude men. He was not interested in that.
No one has been urged to avoid Gauguin's work, or even to avoid bringing their children to the galleries. But Nancy Matthews, who likes Gauguin's art, says the public, like so many who've encountered Gauguin, is seduced once again by the man who painted himself as Jesus Christ.
Hello. We're dealing with a megalomaniac here. I mean, this is somebody who really is overselling himself. And surely at the time, there were people who took religion seriously and images of Christ, et cetera, who were offended, who were appalled by this. But we've lost that. We look at this and explain it away somehow. And I think that's a shame.
Is anybody listening to this message that Gauguin's paintings or the feelings that inspired them aren't as beautiful as they look? Probably not. The crowds just keep coming into the galleries. For Day to Day, I'm David Darcy.
The Gauguin Tahiti exhibit will be at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston until June 20th.